Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
1-2 to Narvaez. Pitch. Swinging a high drive into right center field. Varsho back at the warning track. He's at the wall. He looks up. It is gone! Adios, El Capitan! 3-run homer! Here's the 1-2. And it is lined into right field, a base hit. Abreu plays it on lap, throws to first. It's in time! The most unconventional way you will ever see to win a ball game. Abreu on a line hopper to right field throws out Alejandro Kirk, and the Red Sox win it 7-1. Insult to injury.
Magic number down to 1-1. Keith, you said this. Red Sox may not even need to show up for the rest of the year.
They could just sit out the rest of the season if the Astros lose this afternoon.
By the time they get on the field tonight,
yeah,
they may have already clinched the playoff spot. That was absurdly easy.
Way too easy. Almost, yeah, I don't trust it. It's too easy.
Yeah, like what happened?
What's the catch?
But if you talk to me at like 8:30 on Tuesday night in first game in Toronto,
like, this is
when it's 1-1, and Giolito looks like he's about to blow the game open. With first and third and nobody out. So I guess it was technically 1-0 at that point in time. I'm like, here we go. Mm-hmm. Blue Jays are going to score like 5 runs. This is going to be a nightmare. And then, you know, not even 48 hours later, it's like, oh, they're in. That was easy.
Crazy.
It's done. I mean, it's all but done.
Yeah.
Magic number one, which means if the Red Sox win one of their first 4 games or the Astros lose one of their final 4 games.
Which they might lose all 4 the way they're going.
They play at 3:35 today. They might be done. Cooked. Eliminated, at least when it comes to the Red Sox and chasing them down. So, yeah, that was wildly easy.
It was pretty easy. We put a lot of emphasis on the first 2 games of the series because it was Giolito and then Garrett Crochet. And you're like, well, it's sort of the uncertainty of maybe a Kyle Harrison game. What are you going to get out of Connolly early in what would be his, fourth start? So, like, a lot of uncertainty around there. And then the thought that if Detroit needs it, they could bring Scooble back in the finale. So you're like, all right, you got to win these first 2 games. And they did. And so the Giolito one was a little touch and go there about halfway through. But then Garrett Crochet got the run support and was just nasty last night.
Not for nothing, too. But it's like now you have Crochet rested going into the postseason.
Yep, he's lined up.
Other teams may not. We can get into this in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But not only have Crochet rested, and you could kind of play and pick and choose if you want to play the game of, do we want to be the third wild card? Do we want to be the first wild card? Is the division still in play? Probably not.
The division.
They're 3 games back at Toronto.
You're not eliminated from it, but yeah, you would need something.
But that's
crazy.
The other piece to it, too. The Yankees have now won 4 straight. Blue Jays have lost now 6 of 7. New York and Toronto are now tied for first.
Correct.
Detroit is crashing out in the Central, and the Blue Jays have been crashing out.
Cleveland now leads that division.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, you now won a series against Toronto. So now if you do have to play the Blue Jays in the opener, you feel good about that matchup. So a lot of good went down in these last 2 games, which I was nervous about it. I was ready to be white-knuckling all week.
Right.
And turns out Red Sox did exactly what they had to do. You brought up Crochet.
Yep.
He did exactly what he had to do. No more concerns about fatigue. I looked up in the middle of the game, and I'm like, he's through 6 innings at like 60-something pitches? I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Oh, he had that 1 inning. Was it 6 or 7 pitches? You're like, oh.
He might need to just be.
Hoss of the week.
Hoss of the year.
Hoss of the year.
We might need to hand it out to him.
Hoss of the year.
It's either him or the big D-tackle in Tampa wins it for a second
But
time.
He's also the guy that, you know, when we were giving out midseason awards, and we can revisit this and do regular season awards, I mean, he's obviously the team Cy Young. You can make a strong case that he's the American League Cy Young winner. He's also the team MVP for me. I mean, just because some of the guys in the lineup have been in and out, like Bregman. Story's been pretty good, don't get me wrong, but Crochet's the MVP. He got the ball 32 times, made every single start. His career high in innings was 146 prior to this year. He went 205 and a third. His first year, you could stack up, and I would even say it's better than Chris Sale's first year because
he got through September.
He got through September and he was still good. Now, September was his worst month.
I was going to say his September was rocky, but
when you really needed it,
there were two.
And last night,
very, very good starts in September. Yeah. Oakland in this one, or the
Sale,
A's in this one.
Sale pitched a few more innings, and obviously he had more strikeouts because that was the 300 strikeout season. But Crochet had a better ERA. And they went 23-9 in his 32 starts. He himself was 18-5. But Chris Sale had an unbelievable first year.
They won 23 of the 32 times he took them out this year.
Yep.
Wow.
Honestly, I only remember a couple of the losses. I thought the record might even be a little bit better.
Well, his first one was a loss, right?
The first game of the season?
Did they win the opener?
The
I don't
Texas
even remember
game?
Anymore.
No, I thought
they
won
that
Texas
game. Maybe
I thought they won.
Yeah, how many? What even are his losses? Good call.
Well, I think we were at the Seattle game.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely one.
We were there
for that one.
Brag. Reverse brag.
Big dumper. Big dumper.
Yeah, we saw Big Dumper real close. Julio Rod. We saw all those guys.
We saw all those. By the way, the Julio Rod bet didn't hit last night.
No.
Just means I'm going back to it.
You got to keep doubling down.
He's
going to
get
30-30.
He's going to get 30-30. I got to double down on that bet.
So here's the other thing about Chris Sale and why you hope that the similarities are true only for certain things, because Chris Sale made 32 starts his first year with the Red Sox, never made 32 starts again, never made 30 starts again with the Red Sox. So Crochet obviously built different than Sale is. They already gave him the extension, right? With Sale, they waited a couple of years. Then they gave it to him a year early, in which they never should have. But regardless, Garrett Crochet was as good, if not better, than advertised. And it was really capped off with like an exclamation point last night. And it leads into the reason why you'd feel good in any wild card series. 100%. It's because of Crochet.
The format works out in the Red Sox. I don't like the format.
No.
But I like that in a three-game series all on the road,
you get him?
You have maybe, unless it's Scooble on the other side, and even still, based on how Scooble pitched last
time out. I'll take Crochet over anybody right now.
So you have the best guy in the series ready to go in game one.
Even
the
division series.
And then you just got to split those other two.
It's a five-game series.
Bingo.
And so you get Garrett Crochet maybe twice, like,
Format,
big advantage.
The format is good for you.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. So Brad Foe is going to join us here at 12:30. We'll get his thoughts coming up. I want to get to a few texts in a moment. People calling me out. Let's do that.
What are they calling you out for?
But real quick.
Okay.
Because I referenced this. Cotillo had a good tweet today.
Right.
And it shows you how many balls are in the air over the final four games. With the Red Sox magic number one, they haven't clinched yet.
Nope. Any day now, maybe even this afternoon.
No celebration yet.
Yeah, but the Astros aren't going to win out.
They can win out all they want. If the Red Sox go 1-3 and the Astros win out, the Red Sox are in.
No, I'm saying the Red Sox could lose out and they'd still make the playoffs.
Correct.
Yeah.
In all likelihood, the Red Sox will be traveling to New York, Toronto, Cleveland, or Detroit. Thanks. That really narrows it down. For
what a
wild card
opportunities.
Series starting on Tuesday. If those teams are still battling for the divisions this weekend, you could see Scooble, Gausman, and Williams, Trevor Williams, who was awesome the other day, all pitch Sunday while the
Gavin
Red Sox
Williams.
Have... I'm sorry, what did I say?
Trevor.
Sorry, Trevor Williams, I think, is with the
Nationals.
The
man's name is Gavin.
Sorry.
I'm going to call him Gavin.
I think Trevor Williams is with the Nationals. Sorry. Gavin Williams. While the Red Sox have Crochet line... So that's another thing that's
at stake. They're sitting there ready for you.
The
now,
Tigers,
it would be great if you could somehow steal a home field in there, but I think that's probably unlikely.
But, like, I'd rather have...
Him lined up. No doubt.
I'd rather have Crochet lined up and those teams burning their ace, and I have to go somewhere for three games on the road, where the Red Sox, by the way, all year have been way better at home. But lately, they've been a better road team than
road
home
Warriors,
team.
Road Warriors, Legion of Doom.
So being on the road doesn't scare me. And those teams might have to burn their aces battling for a division and or playoff spot down the stretch. So we're far from knowing who the Red Sox are going to be matched up against, but one more win and or one more Astros loss, and they're in, and they're playing on Tuesday.
The Sox might also be able to skip Giolito and give him more rest if they've already clinched.
Yeah, that's true. They don't need to pitch Giolito last day of the year. Correct. Last day of the regular season.
Yeah, I wonder what they would do with that. I wonder if they would have him pitch just like a few innings because he's probably going to be their number three starter anyway. But whatever, that's a decision that they can figure out.
And he's already hit his innings limit to be able to opt out at the end of the year, so you're not going to be stiffing him out of anything. So that all worked out.
It is a wild playoff race. And now we've gotten it down to the teams, but the seeding's all over the map. Even like the number one seed. It could be the Blue Jays, could be the Yankees, could be the Mariners. I mean, an outside chance, I guess it could be the Red Sox, right? But, like, it is pretty crazy to look at it because teams that were set, thought they won the division, now might have to be on the road in the wild card round. Or in the case of Detroit, might miss it altogether.
Crazy.
They had like a 12.5 game lead like a month ago.
No. A month ago?
I think it was like
10 earlier this month. In September, they had like a 9.5 game lead, and I think earlier in the year it was 15.5.
Yeah. On July 8th, the Guardians were 15.5 back. On September 1st, they were 10.5 back.
Oh, it was over 10. I'm sorry.
And even September 10th, which is 2 weeks ago,
they
were 9.5.
That's what I saw. September 10th, they were 9.5, and now Cleveland's in first place, and Detroit might not even make the playoffs.
I also saw a stat that was from before yesterday's games. They said runs allowed over the last 18 games for every team in the majors. So, for example, Minnesota has given up the most runs over the last 18 games. They've given up 119 runs. The Guardians had allowed 28. The second best team is the Cubs, and 65.
And they stink. Cleveland stinks, by the way.
Oh, we went through the whole lineup before. They have Jose Ram, and they got Gavin Williams.
I can't believe they keep winning, but they keep winning. I would want nothing to do with them.
I'm telling you, they got good vibes. I was there, Bragg, earlier in the summer, and I told my buddy, I think we might have started this thing. I go, the $2 beers in the center field section, and then the free Emmanuel Class A jerseys right before he got busted for fixing games. People were loving it. It's a good take down there. So Cleveland, I wouldn't bet against Cleveland. I also don't love Seattle as far as like a matchup. But I think the Red Sox, I would take the Red Sox against the Blue Jays. I would take them against the Yankees. I would take them against the Tigers. Like, I don't want to
deal with Cleveland and their dark magic. But other than everybody else, especially with Crochet lined up. By the way, real quick, Narvaez had another bomb last night. Almost the exact same thing. This one maybe I thought had a chance to drop in more than the other night.
Yeah, I agree.
But still, he's like going opposite field, and I'm like, that might be an out. And the ball just kept carrying and carrying and carrying. This one was for a homer. It was a big double the other night. So he was on. I guess you heard this live, right, Keith?
I did. I was listening to this one, yeah.
Okay, so Will, after the game, is interviewing Carlos Narvaez, and I guess Narvaez is already getting a little choked up, as you told me.
Yeah, just like because they're sort of like reflecting on the whole year that he's had and sort of how a guy kind of came out of nowhere. We certainly didn't think he was going to be the starting catcher.
Nope.
And the season that he's had and also how good the team has been. And so he was sort of talking about like what it means for the team, what it means for him individually, and then Will kind of followed up with like just, you know, putting everything in perspective.
Will's
where he's
like,
come from.
Yeah. What did it mean for you?
Yeah. And like he went Roy Firestone on
him. He did. And we got an emotional answer out of Carlos Narvaez last night on the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Bro, I got cheese right now. I barely can talk. It's been a long ride, bro. I don't know. It's been amazing. I mean, every journey is tough, you know, but my one has been tough one. Like I said, just feel proud to be in this group, to competing at this level and making, you know, getting closer to the postseason. I just gotta thank God. Feel proud every night, every time I put my jersey on. So, got it. Sorry.
Okay, I mean,
not taking anything for granted. You know, you hear that. Obviously, a very easy guy to root for, but like he's taking each day.
They have a lot of guys like
this.
They
really do. They have a very likable team.
We said this after Peyton. I know Tolley gave up a home run last night. He was also on the field where Abreu got the line shot from Alejandro Kirk and chucked him out at first base to end the game.
Yeah.
How slow is he?
Slow. Yeah, no, he doesn't move well. He'll
probably have a zero speed rating.
Benji Molina's like, dude, hurry up.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
That'd be a good race. All the Molinas and Alejandro Kirk.
I mean, yeah. I couldn't believe how slow he was.
Yeah, he wasn't moving great.
But anyway, so, you know, Tolley's very, they have a ton of likable guys.
They do.
And put the captain there, Narvaez, at the top of the list, who, by the way, acquired on the same day as Garrett Crochet.
Yeah, they were talking about
separate
that last
trades.
Night. This is another guy that this is for the Jones, take a look at how good Breslow is conversation because he got Narvaez and nobody thought anything of it. In fact, not only did you get Narvaez, you got him from the Yankees. You're like, we'll take him, thank you. And now he's your starting catcher and he's been excellent this year. The pitching staff's been pretty good. He's got to get some credit for that as well. Plus, early in the season, he was providing a ton of offense. It did cool, but now it seems like it's heating back up again.
There is something to him. Like, he had a big home run against the Yankees earlier this year. This series, he had maybe the two biggest hits.
Yeah.
Like, Rafaela, in big moments, he's come through in some spots.
It does feel like they have the makings.
This guy has come through in some spots, and it's like, all right, those are bottom-of-the-order hitters. You don't need them every night. But there is a little element of, as you said, A, they're likable and easy to root for, and B, they may have some clutch hitters in clutch spots down at the bottom of the lineup. So watch that one. Meanwhile, you mentioned my guy Craig Breslow. He gets hate from all corners. I don't stand for this. I really don't.
Craig took a good shot at him today.
I heard that. Well, that was funny. That was very funny.
He was talking to Sam Kennedy, and Greg's like, well, we don't have Breslow on. We don't want to ask him because he might be sympathetic towards the robots.
He's biased towards the robots.
Biased towards the robots.
And so, no, that was hilarious. And look, he is robotic. But, like, do you not hate the G? Can you not look past some roboticism and some poor people skills if he makes good baseball decisions?
Yeah, you don't need to be best buds with all these guys.
That's been my stance the whole time.
Is he funner to party?
Yeah, as a human being. Like,
you're not going to be at a party with him anyway.
They showed him on the clubhouse, Keith, which you and I were the only two that watched.
That's because I was prominently featured.
Sitting there awkwardly sipping wine with his wife, and I'm like,
this is a human conversation. Just I'm act like, natural, Raul.
These don't seem like fun people. Okay?
No.
And, like, he might be a stiff. Where is that guy, by the way? Hey, Brez, nice job, you stiff. Where's that guy?
Oh, he got fired.
Is that guy still complaining about Breslow somewhere while the Red Sox are going to the playoffs?
He might be.
Nice job, Brez, stiff.
He probably created
a
burner
loser that guy was.
He's probably on Twitter.
But anyway, so he might not be the most fun at parties, but he makes pretty good baseball decisions. But we still get texts like this.
He's got really good off seasons.
Yeah, not so much at the deadline.
Yeah, and he's good. He's the chief extension officer.
Jones.
You needed a contract extension? Call Craig Breslow.
Jones, how come you haven't mentioned once how Craig wasted Roman and Worcester for 2 months when he could have helped? That was John Henry. We've called out John Henry eight billion
times.
That's
a money thing.
That's ownership and service time manipulation. And John Henry's not the only owner who does it. But that was not about the GM and baseball ops. That was about the Red Sox cheaping out. Okay? So let's at least criticize the right people here. Jones, a lot of these are directed at me.
Yeah, seriously. Get after him.
Jones, why did you, or did you learn, rather, to stop worrying about Crochet, you dumb?
No.
I mean, he had a 450, 460 ERA in September.
Going into last
night. He had never pitched this many innings.
Right.
I was wrong about it, but I think that was a fair thing to wonder. How would Crochet hold up down the stretch?
Yeah.
Last night, he was great.
Right.
And now he gets plenty of rest going into the postseason.
Yeah, it really was. He had five September starts. He had two gems, two you'll take it, and then one really bad one. And then that ended up being whatever the ERA was.
And the one bad one, like you said, is the one that probably lost in the Cy Young.
I think he lost to Cy Young literally in one inning against Cleveland.
But no, he's been great.
That's the hottest team in baseball.
I stand by wondering if he could do it. He'd never done it. I stand by wondering if he could do it.
That's fair.
Turns out he can do it.
You got to ask some tough questions sometimes.
Also, this one, stay on brand, Jones. We still need to fire Cora.
I said, if
they miss the postseason,
no, they're
Cora they, should pay for it with his job.
He can run it back now.
They made the postseason. He's now allowed to keep his job.
Safe.
Yeah, he's safe.
Safe.
You did what he needed to do. He didn't gag it away. Yeah.
Unlike Alejandro Kirk to a hit to right field, Alex Cora is in fact safe.
You now get to keep your job. Congrats, Alex Cora. Good for you. 617-779-7937. You mentioned Sam Kennedy on the Greg Hill Show this morning. He said the Red Sox aren't taking a victory lap on Rafael Devers, quote unquote, yet.
Oh, but they will.
Well, I wonder.
Okay.
That implies one is coming. So how are you feeling about the Rafael Devers trade? Oh, and by the way, how far can the Red Sox go without him? Let's get to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In July, you had a tough press conference that you had to hold when it came to Devers, or maybe that was late June, whatever. And here you are on the precipice of the playoffs. So I'm sure organizationally, you guys are very excited.
Well, we are. No victory laps yet. Still a lot of work to do. But if you go back to the offseason, really starting with the winter meetings in Dallas, the goal was to put together a roster that was built to try and compete for the division and get into the postseason and make a deep run. So We feel like we're getting closer, but still a long way to go.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Sam Kennedy earlier today on the Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can hit the rewind feature, listen to Sam, any of our Patriots Monday, Friday interviews, our interview upcoming with Rob Bradford, who normally joins us at this time. We're going to talk to him at 12:30 here
all
today.
Right.
You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and tune in apps. Sam Kennedy says they're not going to take any victory laps, quote unquote, yet.
Ooh, that means there's one coming.
Well, that was my, maybe I, perhaps I'm reading too much into that, but the implication to me is,
yeah, there's going to be one. And it's going to be amazing.
So is that his way of saying, you know, if we win a World Series, we'll take a victory lap? Is that his way of saying when we officially clinch, we'll take a victory lap? Do they have a victory lap in mind? Because I have one.
I do, too. I think baseball, we see it all the time. You clinch, you get a party. You win the wild card, you get a party. You win the division series, you get a party. You win the ALCS, you get a party. You win the World Series, you get an even bigger party. There's a chance for five parties, parades, champagne baths, that kind of thing. People, they get excited, and then it's always a debate every year. Oh, they should wait till the end. It's like, who cares? They have a good time. They get to put the goggles on. They get to squirt champagne on each other. That's fine. So I think maybe that's what he meant, being like, let's not get ahead of ourselves just yet. I know the magic number is only one, but crazy things happen all the time. So we can't puff our chest out and be like, we made the right move if we miss the playoffs. But I think there's a lot of numbers and there's a lot of like what the team has done record-wise, run scoring-wise, this, that, and the other thing. This is the most simple thing you need to know. At the time of the trade, the Red Sox were not a playoff team. Talking about the Devers trade. At the time of the trade, the Red Sox were out of the playoffs. They are now in the playoffs. Also at the time of the trade, the Giants were in the playoffs. They have now been eliminated from the playoffs.
Last night.
They're out.
With a win. They cannot make the playoffs.
They cannot make
one more loss. They can't even have a winning season.
He made them worse.
Well, look, here's what I would say about it. Because we get texts like this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it all the time in the YouTube chat. Subscribe to WEEI on YouTube. Great spot to watch and chat there. Always
subscribe
a healthy
to the
chat.
Dork Podcast while you're there.
Oh, yeah,
you're already on YouTube. You might as well jump on over to that Dork Podcast, too.
One click, two clicks.
Yeah, it's great.
Easy.
It's
you're
free.
Done. Bam.
It's free.
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thank you. So, text line, we get this all the time. Let's answer it quickly, Keith, with a yes or a no.
Okay.
Guys, in all seriousness, do you think the Red Sox would not be better with Devers at DH?
I think they're better off without him.
No, I don't think they'd be better with Rafael Devers. So we all answer no, including Rafi himself. Outside of what you think, okay? And I've been keeping a master Rafael Devers file ever since the trade for this reason.
Sick brag, bro.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of time
out of my day.
Pretty
every
amazing.
Single day. And we do this every day in Grab Bag as well.
Mm-hmm.
So not to spoil it.
All right.
This is a fact. The Red Sox have won more games without Devers than they did with him. They were one game over 500 with him. They are 15 games over 500 without him. The Giants were 10 games over 500 without him. They're 13 games under with him. So the Giants are worse, fact, with Devers. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox are better, fact, without Devers. You can say Devers would make them better. That's an opinion.
Right.
What we know is they're better without him and have been better without him. They score more runs without him than they did with him. The Giants score fewer runs with him than they did without him. He's hitting .234 with an OPS under 800 in San Fran. He does have 19 homers and 49 RBIs, so that's not nothing. But these are all facts. This is all what happened. This is not guesswork. This is not an opinion. And, oh, by the way, if you're like, well, the team, once Anthony got here, the team turned it around and they would have done the same with Devers. They've sucked the last 3 years with Devers here. 78-84. 78-84, 81-81. So, I mean, Devers was not a difference maker for going on a fourth year while he was here.
Right.
They should take a victory lap on Breslow should be out. You know.
No, but there's something
next week, they should let Craig Breslow
take his
victory lap. They deserve it. They won this unquestionable without even getting anything in return.
Yeah.
They made the right decision. They made the playoffs because they traded Rafael Devers. The facts are right there in front of you if you care to look at it.
No, because there is something to be said about just like the turd in the punch bowl.
100%.
Right? Like, it's not just because I know there's a lot of people that are like, well, he's 30 home runs. You need 30 home runs.
Plug those numbers in.
Right. Like, yeah. That's what it, I don't
that's
know
all
it
is.
I don't know if it works that way. No, and also, people didn't kick a fit when they got rid of other 30 home run guys. Hunter Renfro, Tyler O'Neill, Adam Duvall, they're all 30 home run guys.
Yeah.
But people made a big deal out of Devers. He was definitely overrated. I'm going to go back to when they signed him. They needed to sign him. I'm not anti them signing him at the time that they did, but it ended up being a mistake, and they were able to get out from under it. I'm still upset that they weren't able to get more back. They literally should. They basically just cut him, like, for what you got in return. But the stance that they'd be better with him, I don't get, because there's been enough of a sample size here that they're better without him. Preseason, it was all everybody was willing to do whatever it took to win except for him. Seydon Rafaela plays center field, second base in the same game. Alex Bregman showed up, said he would play second base. You have other guys moving all around the field. Even Trevor Story's first year here didn't even play shortstop. Marcelo Meyer played like four different positions. Christian Campbell's taking grounders everywhere. Roman Anthony's played both corner outfield spots. They're all willing to do whatever. This guy won't do it. Highest paid guy on the team won't do it.
Yeah.
There is like a trickle-down effect to that.
Trust me, I'm a huge talent guy. I am. But they're more talented maybe with Devers. I'll grant you that. They're not better.
Yeah.
And you can play this out with a million. Who's
they're just being stubborn.
Who's
all
more,
it is.
Who's more talented, Nomar or Doug Mankiewicz?
Nomar was certainly much more talented.
Okay, sometimes you have to subtract the turd in the punch bowl
right.
And make a move for the betterment of the team. Who's more talented, Pop Douglas or Efton Chisholm?
Pop Douglas. It's Pop Douglas.
Why do we all want Pop Douglas question? Out of there?
Yeah, no, I'm like, hold on a second.
I mean, Ramondre Stevenson's another example of this. And it's not even like turd in the punch bowl. Sometimes the team needs a message sent to them.
Yeah, like Kyrie Irving. Like there's
Kyrie Irving's there's plenty, a great one. Subtracting Randy Moss off the Patriots in 2010. They are less talented without Devers. I'll grant you that. Devers has a ton of talent.
Yeah.
He doesn't get it.
But
he
also,
doesn't get it, and the team needed him out of there. Everything clicked once he left. Everything.
But also, it made Cora's job easier. Like Cora couldn't figure out a way to get Devers to be a team player, and so they moved on from him. And for everybody that was just like, well, if they just had Roman Anthony up at the same time, there's no guarantee Roman Anthony's able to have the kind of impact that he had if Devers was still here clogging up DH, because now what do you do with your outfield? When everybody's healthy, you got Duran, you got Willie Abreu, you got Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer at that point was still healthy. You also had the guys that had to play against lefties like Romy and Ref Snyder. So like, how do you jumble that? Does Roman Anthony ever even become the player that he is if Rafael Devers is still here clogging up a spot? My answer is no. No, the answer is clearly no.
So, and again, we can all have our opinions on whether or not they'd be even better if Devers were here. All I know is since he left, they're a better team. And all I know is since he got to the Giants, they're worse. Red Sox are going to the playoffs. He's not. Maybe that's just a big, giant coincidence, or maybe the answer is right in front of you.
I don't know.
617-779-7937. Johnny is in Brooklyn waiting patiently on this very topic. Go ahead, Johnny.
Thank you so much for taking the call. I will be the dissenting voice here. I'm not on the team, and I was not in the clubhouse, so I will concede that. But on Devers' last day with the Red Sox, they completed an 8-for-11 win streak. He hit a game-winning home run against the Yankees and said to the media that the problems were behind them. Maybe they weren't. Maybe they were.
Yeah, he probably knew he was getting traded.
If he were on the team now, maybe he did. Maybe, I don't know. I wasn't there. If he were on the team now, we're talking in facts, he would lead the team in home runs. He would lead the team in RBIs. I'm not against them trading him. I wasn't against it. I was against them getting nothing in return. So I think that our offense is probably going to be a player short here on this run. As far as a victory lap goes, they can have a victory lap if they win the World Series. And I don't think that's going to happen,
wow.
Although it would be great if it did.
But that's crazy. Hang on, Johnny. The second they traded Devers, people were like, they're going to be worse. They're not. People mocked Craig Breslow for saying they'd be better without him. They're 15 games over 500 without him. They're going to make the playoffs. And now the bar is they have to win the World Series.
But also, when they had him and when you were riding high after the Yankees sweep, were you saying they're going to win the World Series then?
Please.
No. That was before the Roman Anthony. That was before the
Roman Anthony wouldn't have been the same. I'm telling you, Roman Anthony wouldn't have been the same. He probably wouldn't have played as much.
Fine. Would Giolito and Bayo and would they not have been the same? Because I think
maybe
the reason why this team has had such a great season is because they had three great starters.
Then you just answered it. Then it's not about Devers at all. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Then it's about their pitching and it's not about Devers. And they're winning games and they're doing it because of their pitching and they don't need Devers. Fine. Then you just answered your own question. I hope Justin in D.C.
Hold on. They haven't clinched yet.
I hope he's waiting until they officially clinch. Okay. I hope that's what Justin in D.C. is waiting for.
You might be right.
Because he just said the other day all of our takes are wrong, including Devers.
A lot of them are.
Then we mousetrap. We have a lot of wrong takes. Yeah, yeah. I never hide from that. The callers all hide from their wrong takes.
That's true.
But I never hide from a wrong take. I was wrong about Crochet breaking down at the end of the year. I hope Justin in D.C. is just waiting for them to officially clinch
before he calls in
because literally earlier this week he said all our takes are wrong, including Devers, and we mousetrapped him and said if they make the playoffs, right. No more moving the goalposts, if they make the playoffs, they were right to trade Devers, and he bent the knee on that. Mm-hmm. So I hope he's waiting until it becomes official. So now they have to win the World Series, Keith.
That is aggressive.
To win the Devers trade.
That's aggressive. They were at no point the World Series favorite at any point. People thought they were going to fall apart.
Three of us had them in the World Series.
Correct.
We were very high on the show. I had them losing in the ALCS, so we were excited about them. But they weren't the favorite by any stretch.
Okay. Look, a victory lap for making the playoffs is so lame. That's fine.
Making the playoffs after missing for the last 3 years?
Well, and also, just rewind to where you were when they made the Devers trade. And I remember exactly where we were, Keith. We're like, they're going to be better.
I was playing 3-on-3 hoops, Bragg. I won a tournament.
I remember exactly what we said when we came in. They're going to be better without him.
I overheard a guy outside say that they traded Devers, and I assume he got like Eric shunned. I was like, there's no way.
There were people who said they're not going to watch the team. A former coworker of ours said they're never going to watch the team again.
I feel like you're missing some good games.
So
you might want to get back in.
Let me tell you. There are a lot of people who said they won't be better. They laughed at Breslow for their better. And if you think taking a victory lap on making the playoffs is lame, fine. Maybe it is.
Why? It's a long season. You can't celebrate making the playoffs.
Fine. But just I hope you said they were making the playoffs without Devers when they traded him.
Mm.
Then you'd be consistent. Mm-hmm. If you thought they were going to fall apart without him, you were wrong. And we can victory lap for making the playoffs because that's the line to me. Did they make the playoffs without Devers or did they not? They're going to get in, I think.
Yeah,
magic number is one. And so when they do, they officially can spike the football. Uh-huh. They won the trade. Because Devers isn't going to be doing anything in the postseason again. He's going to miss the playoffs again is what he's going to do. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up. Let's get to the Celtics as well. Do we have a return date for Jason Tatum?
Oh, my God.
Can we put one on the calendar?
Maybe.
We'll get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there something in your mind that you're going to say, yep, this is, I have a goal right now?
Absolutely. Myself, my trainer, my close friends, my mom, I told them a while ago, like, I put a date on the calendar of when I will be 100% ready and able to play. Whenever that date is, it will be a home game in front of the fans in TD Garden. That is something that I have, you know, dreamed about and envisioned.
That was Jason Tatum. Couple of days ago inside the NBA.
They're right.
Or NBA Today, whatever it is, I should say, on ESPN. And he says, yeah, I have a date in mind for when I come back, and it's a home date at the TD Garden.
All right, so there's 41 home games. The last game of the regular season is against Orlando at home on April 12th.
Okay.
Comes back, plays one game, that's it.
Like,
they missed the playoffs.
I mean, he can't possibly know next year's schedule, right? Like, I was like, oh, I'll be back for the home opener next year, which will be the open. Like, do they have a guarantee they're opening at home next? How does he know it's a home date?
No, he's talking about this season.
Well, that's what I think.
He's 100% talking about this season.
I'm saying there's no other way to read it than I'm coming back this year, right?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any other way to read that.
That's the target. That's the goal. That's what he's saying. Now, things can change. There's a long way. This is not a hamstring injury. This is much more significant than that. So, like, trying to pin down a date.
I know. Listening to Christian Gonzalez and some people defending Christian Gonzalez, it's actually.
Yeah, who do we see first? Tatum.
Tatum. We see Tatum first.
Who has the more complex injury? It's actually kind of a gray area.
Yeah. I mean, it could be. I was also looking ahead at the schedule, and would it also be a primetime game, too? That would be kind of fitting.
That would be.
So March 6th, they host Dallas on ESPN.
Yep. I was looking for a Lakers game. They play the Lakers earlier, right? I'm like, would you want to come back against the Lakers? Probably, but their Lakers home game is way earlier.
They host Golden State on March 18th on ESPN.
Okay.
They also host the defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder on March 25th.
Yeah, somehow that's not a nationally televised game.
That's stupid. They got to fix that. But yeah, I mean, I think you would probably, my guess is, he's the one who offered this up, that he has circled a date. My guess is one of the dates would probably be March, right? Because, like, there's something to be said about, do you come back, you don't just play one or two regular season games, and then at that point you don't even know what your team is. Like, you want to impact the team and make sure they get in the playoffs.
Let me give you a scenario, though. Like, let's say the game, and I doubt it's this, but let's say the game is March 27th against the Atlanta Hawks at home. That's the one he has circled.
Yeah, I bet it's not.
Let's say it's that. And then he's like, ooh, you know what? I actually probably couldn't come back for that one. Then they go on the road for four games, and he wouldn't play until April 5th. Like, it's weird. It's weird that he's like, nah, it's a home game.
Yeah.
It's definitely a home game, and I envision that. Like, why don't you just come back when you come back?
No, home game, get the crowd going.
I know, but
get
like,
the crowd behind you a little bit.
But like,
that's a good sign. The fans are like, hell yeah.
What if he has to wait? But my point is, what if he has to wait an extra
Chino
week?
On the line.
What if he has to wait an extra week? Why wouldn't he just come back for a road game?
Well, I think with this, you could really come back. I mean, it's such a long time off.
I mean, either way, you're coming back. So, like, the people who are like, don't rush him back and shut him down for the year, already that's out the window. So, like, just come back whenever.
Maybe he's thinking, like, they're hosting a home playoff game.
Yeah, it's not on the schedule, though. Yeah. He said he circled a date.
I mean, it's a range of dates.
Well, no, he circled one date. He probably printed out the schedule like we all do, a nice paper copy of it, and then he circled it. He circled it in giant green highlighter.
All right, so it's in between these dates. October 22nd when they open against Philly.
Okay.
About a month from now.
I don't think it's the opener.
Or April 12th against Orlando.
That's the last one.
It's in between those dates. Yeah. We've narrowed it down. It's one of those four.
Should we all take a date? That's another thing we can bet on.
Ooh, maybe we should.
We'll save that before the NBA preview.
That and Courtney's baby.
date of Courtney's baby.
Oh, maybe it's the same day.
She said March.
Okay.
Oh, wow, it could be the same
what
day.
What do we see first? Courtney's baby or Jason Tatum
play
the season?
That's a good bet.
Gonzalez.
Or Gonzalez. Right, add that to the mix until we see Gonzalez. It should be Gonzalez. It might not be.
Who is here first?
Courtney's kid or Jason Tatum on the court? Lacing him up on the hardwood. What do you think? She said March, right?
She said March.
It could be the same day.
I believe she also said St. Patty's baby is what she said. I heard her say that at one point. Now, I don't know if that was just because it's in March or that area? Very close to the due
they
date.
They do not play on St. Patrick's Day this year. They play the day before and the day after.
Hmm.
Oh. Interesting.
I'm going
Those are both home games, by the way.
I'm going with Courtney's baby.
First?
Yeah.
I'll go with Tatum.
Wow.
It actually might literally be right around there. March 16th,
it could be
they
the same
play Phoenix on Peacock.
It could be a tie.
Wait, what? I forgot they had an NBC now.
Dude, yeah. Peacock's got games and Prime has games.
Yeah, John Tesh is back. Yeah, John Tesh is back. You haven't seen
John Tesh never left. Be out of your mind.
Good point.
The big return of John Tesh. John Tesh plays every day in my house.
It's true.
Yeah.
So there you go. You can discuss 617-779-7937. By the way, did you catch all Business Terp today?
Yeah, I did. Where's he going? A job interview?
Bill Chisholm is getting introduced today.
He is?
Which is so odd. We'll probably have something on this tomorrow. Bill Chisholm, maybe even get asked about Sixth Street. Sixth Street is investing in the Celtics and part of the Patriots as well. 8% of the Patriots being sold by Robert Kraft, 3 to Sixth Street, and another 5 to Dean Metropolis.
Yeah. Don Tash.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm going to dunk it. Basketball, give me the ball because I'm going to dunk it.
That maybe they should use that one.
I think
we'll see if they do.
But anyway,
So I wonder why it was like no hat Terp. I was like, what is this? School picture day?
All business Terp.
CC Beans yesterday, school picture day.
Yesterday,
early for CC Beans.
Do they do a spring picture day as well?
Oh, good question.
They do that at Lucas's
Spike. Were lasers an option?
What is it?
Lasers?
Were lasers an option?
Oh, it better be. I didn't get to pick.
She already took them.
Yeah, did she have to already have that answer? Take it up with
at this point, you think it's just a green screen.
Just do it in post.
Yeah, they can literally do whatever they want. You want
do it in post.
Beach? Beach scene? Space.
You want to be on the moon? Go ahead.
Add that after the fact. True. That's true. So they already had picture day.
Yeah, yesterday.
Wow.
Yep. Georgie's is next month.
Okay,
waiting
good.
On that. See how that goes.
What happens first? Georgie's picture day or Christian Gonzalez is back?
Oh, probably George Pickens.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. 617-779-7937. You guys can discuss. I see you hanging out on Rafael Devers. We can get back into that. Sam Kennedy said they're not taking a victory lap, quote unquote, yet.
Yet.
But
maybe
they
tonight.
They will be. The implication
maybe
is they
tonight.
Will be. And they should. They honestly should take a victory lap.
Who could blame them?
I happen to be on theirs. So I'll be victory lapping on their behalf if they won't. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we can get back to the Patriots as well. Big news with Robert Kraft selling a portion of the Pats, as we just mentioned. Big update yesterday from Christian Gonzalez. Plus, Bradful will be joining us at 12:30. Kiefer Madness at 12:45. Jam-packed day for you. I will get back to the Pats. Oh, and?
Yeah?
I buried the lead. Pats and Panthers on Sunday. We're going on the clock.
Oh, yeah.
60 seconds each. How the Patriots beat the Panthers. That's actually what we're going to do next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.